And oil prices spiked at about $68 a barrel today. They fell back to a little less than that. Analysts say the reason for the jumpy prices, Mother Nature, namely Tropical Storm Katrina. Katrina is bearing down on the coast of Florida. It's expected to strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane. That's a relatively weak hurricane, but it could still damage oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. As NPR's Eric Weiner reports, hurricanes have a history of moving oil prices.
Tropical Storm Katrina is not yet a hurricane, but never mind. Florida has swung into full hurricane mode.
You're watching a special edition of CBS 4 News, tracking Tropical Storm Katrina.
Local TV stations have switched to blanket and breathless team coverage. Schools are closed. Stores are crowded with people stocking up on supplies, food, water, batteries, and cigarettes. Florida Governor Jeb Bush has declared a state of emergency. What that does, among other things, is help protect Florida residents from price gouging. People can call a tip line if they feel they've been overcharged.
1-866-9-NO-SCAM is our hotline number. There are people there to answer those lines.
But the storm could affect more than just Floridians. It's expected to head towards the Gulf of Mexico and possibly disrupt oil production there. That fear has already led to a small spike in oil prices. In fact, when it comes to the oil market, or any market, perceptions sometimes matter as much as reality. Tim Evans, an analyst with IFS Energy Services in New York, says fear is not the only human frailty that can move markets.
It's always a sort of a balance of fear and greed. It's fear on the part of those trying to reduce their vulnerability to the storm, and then greed on the part of those who are long this market and happy for any excuse to run it higher.
Evans says that fears of this latest storm, Katrina, are overblown. Katrina is expected to miss the Gulf of Mexico's oil rigs, which are designed to withstand hurricane-force winds. But, says Evans, hurricanes of years past have affected oil production and bumped up gasoline prices.
In 1998, we had a hurricane named George that was not that severe in terms of wind force, but it buried an oil refinery in Pascagoula, Mississippi, 4 feet deep in sediment. And the refinery was shut for about 4 months.
Katrina is not a killer storm, says Evans, but it is a wake-up call from Mother Nature. This has been an unusually busy hurricane season with 11 storms already. Meteorologists say there could be 10 more before the hurricane season is over. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Miami.